With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden travels to Israel tomorrow in a show of solidarity with the Jewish state.
The Wednesday visit to Israel will be a powerful symbol of sympathy and support, but there are risks involved. Mr. Biden's travel to the Mideast comes as Israeli troops prepare for a possible ground attack against Gaza aimed at Hamas terrorists. After meeting with Israeli leadership, the president will go on to Jordan for talks with King Abdullah, as well as the Egyptian and Palestinian presidents, in a bid to prevent the war from becoming a larger regional conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vowing to end the chaos on the southern border, former President Trump says that if he returns to the Oval Office, he'd make sure that any and all would-be immigrants are carefully vetted before being allowed into the country.
Next, we'll implement strong ideological screening of all immigrants to the United States. No longer will we allow dangerous lunatics, haters, bigots, and maniacs to get residency in our country. We're not going to let them stay here. We're not going to let them. We're going to have the largest deportation effort in history.
Mr. Trump had a rally yesterday in Iowa. Also at SRNnews.com, the deadlock over a new Speaker of the House could be broken today. There will be a vote on whether to award the job to Ohio Republican Jim Jordan.
We get the Speaker, we get the House open, and we get to work on the resolution and supplemental for Israel. And we get back to work for the American people. That's what I'm committed to doing, and I think it's going to happen tomorrow.
And the vote is scheduled for around noon today. Belgian police have shot dead a suspected Tunisian terrorist accused of killing two Swedish soccer fans in a brazen attack on a street in Brussels. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures lower. The Dow futures are down 55 points. NASDAQ futures off 34. S&P futures 8 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new poll charts the faith of Asian Americans.
There are more than 18 million people of Asian descent in this country, and more of them are Christians than anything else. The Pew Research Center says 34% of Asian Americans identify as Christian, versus 11% Buddhist, 11% Hindu, and 6% Muslim. However, the second largest group of Asian Americans are those who are religiously unaffiliated, 32%, meaning this minority group is following the general trend in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Montana is continuing to block enforcement of a law that puts restrictions on drag shows and bans drag queen story hour events in public schools and libraries. District Court Judge Brian Morris says the law targets free speech and expression. A lawsuit over the matter will continue to progress in the courts while the injunction holds. Montana, the first state to specifically ban drag shows. This is SRN News. Amy Coney Barrett wants the nation's highest court to adopt a formal code of conduct.
But the associate justice says there's already unanimity among the nine justices that they should hold themselves to the highest ethical standards possible. Barrett spoke at the University of Minnesota Law School event just 2 weeks after the high court opened its current term in October, with ethical concerns high on many observers' minds. Barrett declined to estimate how long it might take the Supreme Court to arrive on a consensus about what its own ethics code should be. Keith Peters reporting.
Prosecutors say it was a nationwide criminal enterprise. It was all in the family. Three members of a California family have pleaded guilty to conspiracy. This for their role in a ring. It shipped $600 million worth of stolen catalytic converters. The stolen converters shipped from California to New Jersey. More details, SRNnews.com.